The Seven Attitudes of a Discerning Heart. We begin with openness, the readiness to hear God's voice and to receive whatever He desires to give. Let us hear how the first book of Samuel, chapter 3, reveals the spirit of openness.
The Lord came and stood forth, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
When Samuel first heard God's voice, he did not recognize it. He thought it was the priest Eli calling him. But once Eli guided him, Samuel responded with the words that would shape the rest of his life. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." That short prayer shows us the heart of openness. It is the attitude of one who knows that God is speaking and who chooses to listen with trust. Openness does not mean coming to prayer empty of cares. We are invited to bring our joys, our struggles, our needs, and our gratitude before the Lord. But in the discerning heart, openness means that after laying these things at His feet, we do not cling to our own answers or expectations. We trust that His ways are higher than our ways and that His word may surprise us. To be open is to make space for God to act in ways we could not have planned. It is to say, "Lord, I am ready for whatever you desire in this moment." This is the attitude of the heart that discerns well. Saint Benedict begins the Holy Rule with these words.
"Listen carefully, my son, to the Master's instructions, and attend to them with the ear of your heart."
The ear of the heart listens differently from the ear of the body. It is tuned not just to sounds, but to the movements of God in silence, in Scripture, and in daily life. In the discerning heart, openness means cultivating this kind of listening. Not selective, not distracted, but attentive, willing, and ready to respond with love. Let us bring this reflection closer to our own lives with a few questions for prayer. Am I truly open to God's voice, or do I only want Him to confirm my own plans? In what part of my life am I clinging to my own expectations instead of trusting God's desire for me? How can I begin to listen with the ear of my heart each day? Heavenly Father, open the ears of our heart to hear your word. Grant us the grace to listen as Samuel did and to answer you with trust. Through the intercession of Saint Benedict, may we grow in the desire to follow you faithfully. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For more resources on the spiritual life, including additional podcasts, devotions, and reflections, visit us at discerninghearts.com.